What is up, fantasy football? I'm your host, Robert Iams, and I am the host of the Dynasty 401, your home for everything dynasty and all fantasy football. On this episode, I'm going to be covering over, looking over the ranking season averages. If this is your first time listening, welcome in. Thanks for making that call. We are all about dynasty, and like I said, everything fantasy football, and I'm here to talk about the rankings, looking at the season averages of these players at different positions. And like I've been saying, what I was trying to say is we always talk about consistency. You need consistent points on your team. Sometimes, yeah, it's great to have those boom bust guys that are going to get you crazy points. But it's also important to have more, for me, it's more important to have those guys that are doing consistent work for you week in and week out, because you can just sit it and set it, you know, and you can forget it unless it's a bye week. Good example right now is somebody that I'm actually looking to target is Tyreek Hill. Look, over the last 2 weeks, he's only had 11 targets and caught 8 of them for 69 yards. Not a whole lot after a big week one against Cleveland, where he had 15 targets and caught 11 of them for 197 yards. So I'm expecting him to have a bigger, you know, bigger games. We all know what Tyreek Hill can do. So right now is the best time to go buy Tyreek Hill. Looking at the rankings here of what I would trade or what I would send for Tyreek Hill. So he's got 60 points on the league's PPR. You know, if you had, let's say you had, I'm just looking at the rankings, trying to think of what could get it done for you. You know, it's, I know it's a big blender. So, I mean, anything above Tyreek Hill and a running, and, you know, and get like another running back possibly to get Tyreek Hill, or, you know, now maybe it's a time to send a couple other guys that are doing something and go get Tyreek Hill. Good example here. How about Ja'Marr Chase? You sent Ja'Marr Chase and, another, and like a running back, looking at the rankings here. Yeah, if you sent Chase and let's say Saquon Barkley for Tyreek Hill, or maybe skip out on Chase. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I would do some moves like that and go get Tyreek Hill. I mean, right now where he's sitting, this is not what Tyreek Hill is. So this is a great time to go buy Tyreek Hill. Looking at averages here, and even without the averages, Cooper Kupp is just destroying it. He's number one, if you guys didn't know that, wide receiver one. And yeah, it's going to continue to happen. I mean, he's just eating up and getting those targets. Looking at the rest of his schedule, I'm not seeing anything that is too crazy. So if you're a wide receiver away, go trade for Cooper Kupp. I definitely would make that move for him, and Stafford's going to be there for a while. Cooper Kupp's not going anywhere. So for dynasty play, it's a good move, and you don't have to worry about, you know, is he going to be traded off at this point or that time? Nah, Cooper Kupp's good. I think the person that is going to be the one that could be making a move here in the offseason is going to be Robert Woods. He just has not been really producing right now. So Cooper Kupp, liking him. I have him in a couple leagues. The one league I do have him in, I'm 3-0. So that's the other thing. You got to look at your record. Your record depends, for me, it really entirely plays on if you're going to be if you're going to be making any trade moves. So looking at, let's look at my listener league, 3-0. So I got Tom Brady at quarterback, and this last week I rolled out Cordell Patterson. Look, I was talking about Cordell Patterson a couple weeks ago. I think it was after week one. I was saying, hey, I would go pick this guy up off the waivers. Let's just see what he does. He got work done against Philadelphia, you know, with Mike Davis. Let's just see what happens, because Javion Hawkins was gone. Look, week two, we got the touchdown, caught five receptions for 58 yards and a touchdown against Tampa Bay. I mean, we all know what Tampa Bay did, to Ezekiel Elliott. We didn't see him. Last week, obviously a good game against the Giants for Patterson. Check your waiver wire, but I have him. Cooper Kupp, wide receiver. Dallas Goedert, tight end. Look, my tight end spot is a little rough. I do have Dawson Knox down on the bench, which he's been, if he's on your waiver wire, you need to pick up Dawson Knox. Over the last 2 weeks, he's had a touchdown in both games. Yeah, he's only getting, about three targets, catching three of them, or catching majority of all of them, but his snap percentage has gone up. 70, or sorry, 80% snap percentage last 2 weeks. Week one, he was only in for 56% of the snaps. So he's getting more work done. Looking at the tight ends here, Travis Kelce, number one, Gronk, number two. But he's kind of hurt with some bruised ribs, but he's still expecting to play. Gets the Patriots. Darren Waller, number three. Hockenson, number four. And then you got Dalton Schultz, who's up here at number five right now. I mean, he's had two big games. Week one against Tampa Bay, six targets, six receptions, 45 yards, and then he, disappeared last week. And that was his. We saw the score. We saw how the game was playing. Was not a huge, big game. So of course he's not going to get a bunch of looks week two. But this last week, I mean, obviously against Philadelphia, we all saw big game. Is this going to be sustainable? He's on your waiver wire. Yeah, he's gonna. This is sustainable, but at the same time, it kind of will depend on the game script. I think with. If he's going to be getting a bunch of looks, I think you can average him to have about four targets every game, catch three of them, and he's going to get you. There's a bigger wide range whether he's going to get a bunch of yards or not, just based on what he's been doing so far. But still, if he's on your waiver wire, tight end five right now, yeah, it's only 3 weeks in, but look, this is a time where you got to be looking through the waiver wire, making these moves for certain guys because they're gonna continue to grow, and it's gonna help your team. You always want to do better. Don't just sit with one guy and be like, oh, he'll help me. Like Dallas got it right now. I'm not liking it, but after this last week with T.J. Hockenson, I mean, I might be making a move for him. See if I can go get him. See what happens. You got to stay water with your teams, but Dawson Knox, he's probably available out there on the waiver wire. George Kittle, yeah, talk about him. He's day to day with a calf soreness right now. If I had George Kittle, I would trade him. He has the health issues, but I mean he's still super productive, so you can't just go for anybody. So it's kind of that's the thing when it comes to these bigger tight ends. I mean you're gonna have to add a little bit in this trade to make a move happen. But look at your league mates, see if there's an elite tight end on one of those teams that are looking at 0-3, 1-2 right now, because I mean there's still plenty of season to go. But they might be interested in making a move to help bolster their team. Just that's kind of essentially what you just do. You just look at other teams and see if you want to make that move for them. And that'll help you looking at their team, tell you if they're super packed at running back, wide receiver, and then go for those other guys. But Dawson Knox, Dalton Schultz, at 5-6 right now on the season. So check your waiver wire. Dawson Knox, definitely, I think, a great pickup there. There's another tight end that I was looking at that I had some interest in, and that, excuse me, and that was Max Williams. He didn't see anything week one, week two against, this is tight end for the Cardinals. Week two against Minnesota, seven targets, seven receptions, 94 yards. Talked about him. Last week, he only had three targets, but caught three of them for 19 yards. Going against the Rams this week, I expect this to be a more impactful, obviously larger game. But what was crazy was it was against the Jaguars, and he didn't get a lot of work done. But check him on the waiver wire. And I'm talking about tight ends because I know some of these tight end spots are kind of hit and miss. Look, Jonnu Smith, expecting some big stuff to come out of New England's tight end room with, you know, Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry. You know, it's possible one of them can just pop off and just completely beat out the other at some point in the season, but it's not happening right now. So you got to make these moves. Don't keep sitting on them. Gerald Everett. Look, I like Everett, and I liked what he did, and what he had set, you know, for him this season. This last week was a good showing. 5 targets, 5 receptions, 54 yards. It was against Minnesota. Max Williams had those 8 targets, 8 receptions for 94 yards. That was against Minnesota. So whoever's playing against Minnesota, that might be the one of the good defenses to exploit at tight end. Looking at, let's look at the running backs. Just going over the rankings here today, just looking at the stats of, you know, what moves I want to be making, what moves you should be making. Just going to talk this out with you guys. Zach Moss. I would be making a move for Zach Moss. This last week, he had 13 carries, 60 yards, 3 targets, 3 receptions, 31 yards. I like Zach Moss, and the rest of his schedule for now is going to be juicy. Houston, Kansas City, Tennessee, then they got a bye week 7, then Miami, Jacksonville, then the Jets. Then when you get down to week 11, right before the, you know, playoffs would be kind of beginning, or when trade deadlines are starting to come into play, I'd be making a move to sell Zach Moss. They got Indy, New Orleans, Patriots, the Bucks, Carolina, New England. And then the juicy part, week 17, week 18, Atlanta and the Jets. Last 2 games, 2 very nice games. So here's the thing. If you have them, might be a good time to go trade, you know, sell them. Go get somebody else. Who would I try to, you know, put in together? Let's say you have DJ Moore and Zach Moss. You need a better running back, right? Although Zach Moss is young and, you know, it's good, but I don't know. I just feel like you just want more consistency at the position. You need something better. Maybe Zach Moss, DJ Moore, go get you a DeAndre Swift. Or, it just kind of just depends. It's hard to tell you guys certain players who you should go for, because every team is different on who's on whose team. So I'm just kind of throwing out little pieces. But Zach Moss, I like Zach Moss. Definitely would be making a move for him. And how about these other, you know, these rookie running backs? We haven't seen a whole lot coming out of the rookies this season so far. Pulling up the top of the stats here. Najee Harris looking good, 70 points. Jamar Chase, 64. Talked about him a little bit on yesterday's episode. I mean, he's getting touchdowns every single game, not getting a bunch of looks, but, I mean, if he's not getting the looks, but he's getting the touchdowns, he's helping you. But see, that's the thing. You don't just want the touchdowns, because if he does not have a touchdown, he's only gotten you like 9 points. So if you can make a move with him for somebody, you know, like I said, like a Tyreek Hill. Talked about that trade. The more I think about that, I think that'd be a good one. Can't remember what all it was. But I know it was Chase and something else to go get Tyreek Hill, because Tyreek Hill's had 2 down games. I think that'd be a great move for you. Mac Jones at number three on the quarter on the rookies list. Trevor Lawrence number four, Waddle at number five. I like the amount of targets that Waddle got this last week. 13 targets, got 12 of them for 58 yards. So yeah, he's not getting a ton of yardage at the moment, but his targets have been increasing over the last 3 weeks. Week one, 5 targets. Week two, 8 targets. This last week, 13 targets. There was some garbage time because they went into overtime. And he's not getting targeted very deep down the field at all. His average here is 5 yards. So that's why you'd get your about 55 yards. But still, to see him getting this amount of work in, is great. So if you are sitting at like 1 and 2, and you need to go get, you're thinking, I don't, you shouldn't be thinking about next year yet. Don't be thinking about next year until we're getting to, week 9, week 10. Then you can start thinking about, okay, is this my year or not? But Jalen Waddle, I do like him. So going to the quarterbacks here. Tom Brady, number two. Kyler Murray, number one. Patrick Mahomes, number three. Derek Carr, number four. Stafford, number five. Cousins is at number six right now. I mean, I talked about him yesterday. He's looking good. If you could make a move for Kirk Cousins, I would make a move for Kirk Cousins. He's not throwing any interceptions right now. He's on all cylinders, and the rest of the season does not look terrible. Looking at playoff time, you have to starting at week 13, just throwing it out there, because sometimes you need the last 2 games, 3 games to get you in. Detroit week 13, Pittsburgh week 14, Chicago week 15, you got the Rams week 16, and Green Bay week 17. So not terrible matchups. But if you need to make a move for Cousins, I'd make a move for Cousins. Was looking at the TJ Hawkins, looking, what a man. Was watching the Lions game last night, and was the Lions and Ravens game. And when I was trying to figure out what was going on with TJ Hawkinson, and like I was saying, the game script was just, the Lions were able to just run the ball. Do not be worried about TJ Hawkinson. Most of the time, he was just out there blocking. The Ravens were pressuring quite a bit, giving him no opportunities there. Thursday night football, tomorrow night, you got the Bengals and Jaguars. Bengals defense, if they're out there on the waiver wire, I would be interested in playing them against the Jaguars. I would. The Bengals over the last couple weeks here, and they're actually defense number nine, but last couple weeks, 15 points week two against Chicago, and this last week, 16 points against Pittsburgh. Definitely expect some interceptions, probably a forced fumble from the Jaguars. But I like the Bengals defense this week. James Robinson. If you can make a move for James Robinson, he's another guy I like a lot. This last week, 15 carries, 88 yards, averaging 6 yards a carry, one touchdown, 6 targets, 6 receptions, 46 yards. That is what I want to see. Want to see the increase here in the rushing attempts, and I think it's just going to continue to go up as Urban Meyer really finally sees that James Robinson is the guy. Carlos Hyde is not the guy. So James Robinson, definitely a great buy right now. But looking at the Thursday night game, James Robinson is definitely a start. Joe Mixon is definitely a start. Burrow's a start. Tyler Boyd, Chase, Higgins, those guys are all starts. Now, when it comes down to the wide receivers, for the Jaguars, I mean, people have to get targets. Marvin Jones is the one who's getting all the work. He's only catching half of his targets here, but I mean, he's getting the consistent points. If you're in those deeper leagues, you got to make that play. DJ Chark, I'm not buying it. LaVisca, he's not bad. He's a decent flex, but the Jaguars are just going to be doing their thing of throwing the ball to Marvin Jones and running the ball. Other than that, the Jaguars do not have any more time for any more offense. So I like those two guys. Be a good play against the Bengals here for Thursday night. Looking at the waiver wire, did talk about the Bengals. Dalton Schultz right here. I see him. He's sitting out here on waiver wire in the listener league. He's rostered, if you're on Sleeper, he's rostered in about 48% and 48% of leagues. So he's out there. Definitely check him out. Dawson Knox is a little bit higher. He's at 65 right now. Looking at some news here for you all. Pulling it up. T. Higgins, he did practice on Tuesday, which is good, obviously. Marlon Mack, he is actually looking. Him and the Colts have agreed to seek a trade. So this is very interesting. If you do have Jonathan Taylor, another guy I want to talk about, or if you don't have Jonathan Taylor, pull up the stats here for you in case you do not have him. Jonathan Taylor. Where you at, my guy? Running back 28 right now. Not looking good over the last 2 weeks. 10 points. 10 points. With Marlon Mack being set to be shipped out. They have Marlon Mack not here anymore. What happened last year with Jonathan Taylor? As soon as Marlon Mack was out of the picture, Jonathan Taylor began to eat. Began to eat. Sorry, eight. Eat at eight. But I would buy the dip. Buy the dip right now. Buy the dip. Jonathan Taylor is a great buy right now. Definitely would go after Jonathan Taylor. I would send a first round pick for Jonathan Taylor. Look, you're running back needy. Things aren't happening for you right now. I think a first round pick would be a great time right now for Jonathan Taylor. Javonte Williams, 20 of Williams' 45 touches have come with Denver's in-game win percentage when they're winning. If they're not winning, Melvin Gordon's the one who's in there, and it seems like Williams isn't really getting in there unless it's garbage time. So for him to be picking up and taking over the backfield anytime soon, not looking likely, but he's still getting his work. It's still nice to see that he's in there. He's somebody I would definitely be making a move for. Not quite yet, but if you can get him thrown in, he's just another added person that I like. Looking a little bit more here into the rankings, and then get you guys more episode. Get you more information tomorrow's episode. Sorry, my stats disappeared on me. Pulling them up here. Was going to talk about DeAndre, Miles Sanders here. Dang it. It's coming. Miles Sanders, where you at, my guy? Oh, boy. No good when your Q hits misspell. Miles Sanders, over the last 2 weeks, he's not getting a whole lot of work in. 10 points, 9 points last 2 weeks. I definitely would be stressing out a little bit about Miles Sanders. But I would also, if you don't have Miles Sanders and you need a running back and you can piece some guys together, I would definitely piece up some players and go make a move for Miles Sanders. Let's look at some of my teams here. Look at the bench, what I would send for Miles Sanders. Let's see here. Yeah, it's just a blunder, you guys. It's hard for me when I got some of these guys and I'm good. Yeah, I would send. You could send like Paris Campbell, and I don't even know. I definitely would just make a move for Sanders. It's cheap right now with his points and what work he's been doing. All right, guys. I'll see you tomorrow. Get you guys some more information. I'm gonna start breaking down the games and who to start for this weekend, starting tomorrow. Get you guys a little bit more rankings. I'm gonna look at making some trades today and see what happens and get you guys some more trade information. We'll see you guys tomorrow. You guys take it easy. Thanks for making that call.